Talking about buildings, 40 some years ago, if you talked to me about building, I would have a lot of things to say to you. But 40, 50 years later, if you ask me about building, I have nothing to say. Really. Because I realize and have seen so much that whatever man could build would end up in nothing.
Right.
I often told the Lord, how can someone who is from the earthly do something that is heavenly and divine? Now, the New Jerusalem, the house of the living God, it says it comes down from where?
Heaven.
Out of?
Heaven.
From?
From God.
Two things. Out of heaven and from?
God.
And you are?
Earthly.
So, if you're earthly, you're already disqualified. You know, in building God's house, if you think you are very capable, you are fully disqualified. And it says, out of God. It's out of God. So if it's out of you, what can you build? What can I build? Human beings are very capable of doing a lot of things. Yes, we really are. Don't think we're not capable. You know, many times when we go around and visiting so many places, I'm always amazed at how capable human beings are. I always drive from Talbert all the way to my home and look at Hyundai's building. I say, wow. How capable are human beings in building all these things? But you know, whatever a human being built, it's quite different than what God built. Human being can build airplanes. Now the biggest airplane is an Airbus, what?
A380.
Wow, such a huge thing. It can accommodate so many passengers. But you know, there's no life in that airplane. But look at a little bird. Look at an eagle. It's full of life. Full of life. Right? Mercedes-Benz can build beautiful cars.
In Stuttgart.
Stuttgart. Shame to Stuttgart. But you know, as beautiful as a car is, there's no life. There's no life. But look at a dog, look at a cat, look at a horse. Whatever God did, it is full of life. It is full of life. You can build submarines. But no submarine can really compare to a wonderful whale. Dolphin. Full of life. Yes, you are very capable. You can organize. You can build up a big, large group. You can build up a wonderful organization. But whatever you can build is dead, so to speak. Sorry to say this. You may be very capable. You can build up something, but it's a dead thing. Nothing compared to you. Look at you. You're a human being. You're a wonderful being, full of life. Full of life. You can build a computer, but a computer is nothing compared to your mind. You know, I've been using this hardware for 70 years now. It's never full, that truck. The memory, I still have a lot of space. And no need to plug in. It doesn't break down. And it's alive. It's alive. What computer could compare to a human being? Nothing, nothing. You know, what God creates is something living, alive. And He Himself wants to become our life, to live within us, to be our life. Christ, our life, the real life. Because He is the life. He's the very source of life. You can build a lot of things. You can build a machine. Well, you were working for who? Tesla or whatever. Fisker. You're working for Fisker. Right? You too are working for Fisker, including Jake. Three of you. What happened to Fisker now? I don't know. People say, beautiful car, wonderful car. A car is a car is a car. No life. What man can build not only has no life, but ultimately it will destroy God's building. It will kill. It will pollute. It will destroy life. Look at so many beautiful buildings, but look at what happened. This earth is being destroyed. So, don't think you are so capable. 50 years ago, I thought, my, I give myself to you, Lord, for the building. I'm going to help build. 50 years later, I said, Lord, I give up. I can't do it. You know, in a sense, if we have not seen this, we continue to think we are so capable, I can do it. And I can do this, I can do that. You think you can build up the church by speaking? You think by giving a message every Sunday you can build up a church? Try it. I'll give you another 100 years to do it. You can be the best speaker. You think you can build up the church by your speaking? Are you kidding me? Can you just speak and a bird comes into being? Can you do that? Even you scream out of your lungs, let there be a bird. Oh, there was a bird. You see, you can do that. No. But when God spoke, let there be light, what happened? There was light. Try that. Huh? Are you sure? Have you tried?
Not yet.
You haven't tried. How come you know it's not going to work? It's because you know it's not going to work. But you know a lot of people didn't know it's not going to work. Even though they tried. That's the worst thing. You're much better off. You didn't even dare to try because you know it's not going to work. But I've been trying for 50 years and I still think it's going to work, although it didn't work. And we're still doing it. And this is the whole point. Unless the Lord builds, you will build in vain. You can build a lot of things. You can build cars. You can build buildings that reach to the sky. You call it what?
Skyscrapers. Actually, you shouldn't call it skyscrapers because you couldn't scrape anything out of it. Call it skyscraper. It's not high enough. Try harder. The higher you go, the harder you fall. We don't believe that. You don't believe that. And we think we are so capable. And finally, what happens? It's not going to work. And we're still at it. We don't want to humble ourselves down before the mighty God and says, God, here, come and do it.
Amen.
Come and do it. You know, one day, if you can make the dead alive, then you're capable to build the church. You know why only the Lord is capable to build the church? In Colossians chapter 1, it tells us he is the head of the body,
yes,
which is his church. Why? Because he is the firstborn from the dead.
Amen.
He rose from the dead.
Amen.
Can you do that? So, what can you do?
Experience Christ.
If one day you can raise the dead, I'll follow you. You can build a church. Because the new man is created through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. And if you cannot do that, I don't care if you're a great speaker. You speak and speak and speak loudly, softly. I don't care. You can use loudspeakers. You can use Bose speaker, you can use Sennheiser, you can use any kind of speaker you like. You cannot call the church into being. You cannot raise the dead. Abraham believed in a God who raises the dead. And who calls things not being into being. Who created the heavens and the earth. And he not only created the old creation, he created the new creation.
Amen.
You know, it took 6 days for the Lord in Genesis chapter 1 to recreate, because that 6 days is not the original creation. Okay. But let's leave that alone. It takes 6 days. Well, because God was there just calling things into being. The first day, second day, third day, fourth, fifth, sixth, the sixth day. You know, to build a church today, 6,000 years, 2,000 years after he rose from the dead. 2,000 years, where is the church? You know why? Because all of us here, with whom he's building the church, we thought we could help him.
Yeah.
Lord, sit on the throne up there. Let me do the job. Huh? Oh, no. Because if John So does the job, it's going to be a big mess. You're right. You should say, oh, no. So the Lord let you do it. Okay, you think you can do it? You do it. Because one day the Lord comes back, you will tell the Lord, Lord, if you had you given me a chance, I would have done it. Well, okay, you do
gave
it.
You a chance.
I gave you a chance. How many chances do you want? But you know, you won't give up. You still think you can do it. After 2,000 years, what do we have here? A big mess. And you still want to do it? 2 years, still want to do it? You want to try? Better not try. We should all tell the Lord, Lord, come. Come. Lord, now you do it. We messed up so much. No, Lord. you come. It's your turn now.
Yeah, amen.
Can't you tell the Lord, yes. Lord, now it's your turn.
Amen.
Come and do it.
Yes.
Have mercy on us.
Amen. Lord Jesus.
Have mercy on us.
Yeah, mercy on us.
You know, we all love Galatians chapter 2, verse 19 and 20. Paul says, what? It's no longer.
I.
You sure?
I'm sure.
You will say, not, it's no longer I. You will say, it's not just I. Then you'd like to say, I am the Lord. Still a lot of trouble. Can you imagine? Where is Stefan? Stefan, can you imagine if you are doing a project at home and your son is trying to help, says, Stefan, go and get some rest, let me do it. You think that little Emmanuel there can do the job for you? Dangerous! It's dangerous, he might burn down your whole house there. After you wake up, there won't be any more houses. That's how dangerous it is when we try to help God. We still don't understand that. We still think we are capable to do a lot of things. So may the Lord have mercy on us.
Amen.
I don't think I should speak too much anymore. But you know, if you got it, that's it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.